Hi, everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show, so I hear.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
Hi, Orion.
Hi, Kyle.
How are you this week?
Good.
Pretty good? Good. I'm also good. Can you believe it's this time again already?
I know. It's like it just flies right by.
Yeah. I think you mentioned before the show that maybe it's to do with our age. I really do think it at least the perception of time speeds up as you get older, which is really unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Because what are you doing as a kid? You know,
yeah.
As a kid, you can't wait to get older because you can do older people things.
Yep.
And as an adult, I'm just like, oh man, I wish I was playing Super Nintendo right now. Didn't have anything I had to do ever. It's not fair.
It's not.
I had Monday and Tuesday off this week because of the holiday.
That's probably why.
Which is nice.
It's short week.
For me, it feels exceptionally short because those 2 days just kind of, I did nothing. And then I had a 3-day work week. And yeah, so it feels like it was like yesterday that we did a show.
Yeah, it does.
Speaking of the holiday, though.
Yeah.
I did nothing, as I just revealed. And as I said, I probably would last week. Did you do anything?
No. I was going to go see the fireworks, but no, I didn't do shit.
It's probably a good thing that you didn't because there was a shooting.
Yeah, I heard.
Did you hear about that?
I was going to go. There's multiple firework events, but there was one downtown Grand Rapids that I was going to go see because I had the day off. And there, people were shooting each other.
I saw a video. And the video is a bunch of black girls fighting and they're just pushing each other and all that shit. They're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on in the video, you can't see what the fuck is going on, but you hear a bunch of shots and I guess there was a shooting. I don't know anything more about it than that.
Sorry.
But like, how do you get in a girl fight and somebody ends up getting shot?
Somebody from like 30 feet away is just like, I don't agree with this argument.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it was just a total bystander thing. Had nothing to do with the fight. Somebody was just walking.
I was thinking.
It was somebody taking the same, like my idea from last week about, I wish I had a gun and I could just shoot people when they pissed me off. Maybe they were just like taking that, you know.
Literally.
Into reality. And so they were walking by, they saw people being stupid and they were like, okay, fuck this. Bang, bang, bang.
I've got this new toy I haven't used ever. Yeah, now's a good time.
There's been a surprising amount of shooting in Grand Rapids lately.
The violence is up.
Yesterday, the big story was that there was a crazy killing spree in Grand Rapids, Michigan, our tiny little quiet hamlet of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
It is quiet.
This guy, I guess, flipped his lid and killed, what, 7 people?
Yeah.
Like, he went to 2 different houses. The first one was his ex-girlfriend, who is also his baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
He went there, he shot her, he shot his daughter, and he shot his ex-girlfriend's parents, I think?
Something like that.
Then he went to another house, because he wasn't done. He went to another house, shot another ex-girlfriend and her family.
Man, this feels good.
Then he took off. He ended up, I forget how he ended up in a high-speed chase. He ended up in a high-speed chase on the highway, going the wrong way on the highway. Also, at some point, he was downtown and he shot some people in cars.
Yeah. Just like,
it was total Grand Theft Auto shit. Like, he's just like, I guess he pulled up to one lady. I don't know how he even found her because I guess he knew her.
Mm-hmm.
But he pulls up next to her and he's like banging on the window saying, I got to talk to you. I got to talk to you.
God, really?
And she takes off and they get stuck next to each other at an intersection and he shoots her.
Oh, God.
And he shot another guy like through the back of his car. I don't think he even knew that guy. And that guy just happened to have a titanium plate from when he had cancer as a kid in his face. And the bullet ricocheted off the titanium plate.
Miracle.
So I guess he's okay. Then gets in a high-speed chase on the highway. The police are chasing him down. I guess he shot a bunch of times at the police. He's really trying to kill the police. Then he pulls off the highway and crashes his car, gets out, runs to a nearby house, goes inside, and takes a bunch of people hostage. So then he's going back and forth with the police, using the hostages to communicate with them, saying that he's threatening to kill the hostages, and he's saying, shoot me, take me out. Do you have snipers out there? Which window should I go to? Like, he's actually, he wanted them to kill him.
Yeah.
And eventually, he was like, oh, wait, I have a gun. And he killed himself. And that's how that whole thing ended.
Mm-hmm.
And that, from what I gather, is really all we know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess he was, violent criminal with a violent criminal history.
Yeah.
He had been in prison for a road rage incident where he shot at somebody. But there's no real information on motive at this point. I saw somebody or heard on a news clip or something. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, you know, there's no sense in trying to figure out a motive for this. There's no logical reason he could have done this. You know, it was just craziness.
Lost his mind.
It's not random. He had a reason. There may not be a good reason, because of course there isn't a good reason. And it may not be the most logical thing in the world, but I know he had a reason. Yeah. Like, he didn't just wake up one day and go, I'm going to do the most random bullshit I can think of.
You never know.
What would I not do? Kill my baby mama. All right. Get in the car. Yep. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, what's going on? Bang. Oh, your family's here. Bang, bang, bang. I wouldn't kill them either normally. You know, like, he had a reason.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. Maybe his baby's mama wouldn't let him see his kid.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, his other ex-girlfriend, like, while I'm on the subject of killing people I used to date, I didn't like her much either. She was a bitch. She ratted on me in some situation or something. You know, he had a reason.
Oh, yeah.
It's silly to say.
As dumb as it could be, yeah.
Yeah, and then the other shootings, my guess would just be, you know, I'm already fucked. I just killed a whole bunch of people. Might as well just fucking do some more.
Yeah.
And then he finally kills himself, either because he was stuck and he saw no way out of it, or because he felt some remorse, like, what the fuck did I just do?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a combination of the two. Who the fuck knows?
Who
but
knows?
He had a reason.
Yeah.
And it's silly to say that he didn't. I feel like I should care about these things more than I do. Like, people, you know, this shit blows their minds, and I don't blame them for having their minds blown. A guy just went around on a killing spree. People don't go on killing sprees. Of course, that's crazy.
I feel numb, Kyle. Yeah.
It's not numbness. It's just that, I don't know. It's just another news story about somebody doing something crazy to me. And just the fact that I think for some people, the fact that it was as close to us as it was is what makes it so intense.
Yeah.
You know, what really hits home to them. But to me, like, the geographical location of it isn't much of a factor. Like, I still wasn't there, you know? Like, it feels the same to me as if it happened in California or Virginia or whatever.
Same here. It was blowing up on Facebook and people were like, this guy is being chased like 10 blocks from my apartment. Oh my God, I'm scared, locking the doors. You know,
Maybe that's part of my problem, is that I don't follow the news.
Yeah.
Like, if I had the news on at the time that it was going down, maybe I would have felt more like that. You know, like, if
I don't know,
some guy was in a high speed police chase shooting at the police like a block away from my apartment, then maybe I would have been like, oh, wow, that doesn't happen. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Or scary, or what? I don't think I'd find it scary.
I wouldn't be scared. Yeah.
I feel like I should, but I don't think I would. I would if he ended up in my apartment.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Yeah, if I was taken
the
hostage,
one guy, I'd be like, oh fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would be my reaction.
Of all the apartments,
Jesus,
hey, come
Christ.
On in.
God. I'm not even wearing pants. Yeah. It's so fucking hot in here. Jesus. All right, fine. I'll talk to the police. He says he's gonna kill me. If you don't shoot him first, do you guys have snipers? He keeps asking about snipers. Yeah, all right, I'll go back in. I'll tell him. You know, I can't imagine. I really don't think I would respond appropriately.
Yeah.
And I'm not laughing at, you know, it's a horrible thing. He
of
went
course.
Around killing all these families and just shooting at random people on the street and, you know, and threatening other people. Of course, it's a horrible thing. But I don't know. I feel like I should have more to say about, or more outrage. Maybe I am numb. I don't feel like I care enough about this. On the one hand, I think it's completely practical to not really give a shit. Because what am I going to do? Cry?
What are you going
to
do?
You know? Like,
people find reasons to get upset.
That's really all anybody's doing, is like getting on Facebook and going, you know? This is horrible.
Yeah, right. I know. Thanks.
Agreed. You didn't need to tell me. And, you know, and I'm not mad at you either for saying this is horrible. Like, it's like stubbing your toe and saying, ow, like, I didn't need you to tell me ow, and you didn't need to say it to feel it, you know?
Yeah.
It didn't need to happen. Of course, you know, I'm not mad at you for saying it, but I don't know.
I was kind of curious. People were like, does anyone realize what's going on out there? And people were commenting, like, I'm listening to the police scanner right now.
Yeah.
So I was bored, so I pulled up the police scanner online because you can listen. And it was what I expected, just a lot of code words. Nothing you could fucking understand. Mm-hmm. Like, got a 24/7 and a 311. Copy that. Yeah, we got a big old 311 and a 216.
Yeah, we got a 7-Eleven down at the Dunkin' Donuts.
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish he was, this might be a weird thing to say, I wish he was crazier. Like, I wish he had, like, a manifesto or a tape that he made ahead of time, or a note. Something just bonkers.
Detailed plan.
That, like, I could, like, comment on.
A map made in blood of the plot, the outline of this.
Just, like, just why he did it, or, you know, like, do you remember the Virginia Tech shooting with Cho?
Oh, yeah.
What's his face? The Asian kid. Did you see any of the videos he made?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where, hi, I'm Cho, and you know, like, he talked like a nut, and he said, like, you've all had this coming for a very long time, you scumbags. Jesus. You know, I wish I had something like that.
Yeah, that made it a little more compelling. Yeah,
just because it would give me something to work with. Like, I feel like I should talk about this, but I don't know what to say. Like,
I don't either. Yeah,
he was black, and it briefly occurred to me that that I think. I don't want to say this is why people are racist.
Yeah.
Because it's not fair at all. Like,
it's not.
This one black guy goes on a killing spree. Think of how many black people did not go on a killing spree. You know, like most of them.
Yeah.
Almost all of them. But I do think sometimes, like, weird, isolated white people who have a little bit of a leaning in that direction to begin with, they see news stories like this. They don't hang around with any black people at all. So this is the first thing that's hit them about a black person in a while. And so then they use this as fuel. It's not like this made them racist. It's like they're racist and then they put this in their arsenal. Like, do you remember that black guy that did that crazy thing?
Exactly. Yeah.
But of course, if you wanted to use that logic, just like look at all the white people who have done crazy things, or all of any people, like all races of people are nuts.
Yeah.
But I could see some, you know, white supremacist or just cranky old white guy saying, this is why I hate them niggers, you know.
Of course.
And the baby mama, from what I saw, was white.
Yeah.
And so I could see that, like, being an even bigger spark. Like, he killed a beautiful young white woman, which she was not beautiful, by the way.
I mean,
I don't want to be a dick to the dead. Like, but
God.
But anyway, he killed this beautiful, innocent young white woman who loved him and was raising his child. And, you know, this is what them niggers do.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm not even sure why I brought it up, because it's completely hypothetical at this point. I haven't heard anybody say it, but like this kind of thing comes up.
Oh, yeah.
And then I hear that kind of shit from weird, cranky white people.
This was blowing up in text messages with coworkers, because I was at work and people are like, oh, did you hear? 7 dead. Some guy's going out there killing people, shooting them off, picking them up. And I'm like, okay. So I go on break at work and I call Aldi, who was home. And I'm like, can you look into this? Because it sounds a little crazy. Like, is this at a school? What's going on? Fill me in. And the first thing she says, she's like looking it up. She's like, hold on. Oh, it's a black guy. Hold on. And I almost immediately dismissed it. Like, oh, figures.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. Because, well, not because I'm racist. Not because I'm racist. But I think whites are a little more creative with chaotic madness.
Really?
And what they do. Yeah, when the blacks go crazy, you know, they just shoot people.
They kill their baby mama. Yeah.
that's really
the first one to die.
Yeah.
Either that or somebody in a rival gang, because they're all in gangs.
Yeah.
But if their baby mama's in a rival gang, oh no, shit just got real. No, I'm not so sure about that, about white people being more creative with their... I think they're just crazier.
Yeah.
Because like typically when I hear about violent crime among black people, it's usually among really ghetto black people. It's more of a socioeconomic thing than a race thing, but it'll be gang related or over some kind of drug deal or some bullshit baby mama drama or whatever. But like white people show up at like a courthouse mad at the world and like they'll take out a bunch of people that they just kind of vaguely think are oppressing them. Because like their taxes are too high or something. It's not that white people are more creative. It's just that they're nuttier. I don't know if there's a higher propensity for schizophrenia among white people or something.
I know what you're saying.
Like the voices are telling me that you keep spying on my thoughts. And so I'm not sure which one of you is doing it.
I can see like white people looking around for someone to shoot. And if they're wearing like business attire or a suit, they must be with
the exactly. man. Yeah. No, nobody who's innocent would wear a suit. Bang.
You're with the man.
It's really, it's kind of ass backwards. Like if anybody should be mad at the man and out, not that anybody should be out on a killing spree, but if anybody should be going to a courthouse and killing people, it should be these ghetto gangbangers who are shooting their baby mamas.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be this fucking fat ass white dude.
Yeah.
With a hunting rifle and a mustache. fucking fat retard. You took my kids away from me. Dude, you have partial custody. Yeah. Like you have visitation rights. Relax.
Yeah. I get so mad for no reason. Yeah. But when I talk about like white people getting more creative, like I just imagine, like I hope for something, you know, more planned out, like the in the movie Seven, you know, some big fucking epic thing. And it's crazy, yes, but or like say they hacked a bunch of Facebooks, got all these people in on this event. They show up and the guy rapes them all and then blows their brains out.
This sounds like a
fantasy. And gets away in like a vehicle he invented that no one can catch. Holy shit, white people.
This sounds like a piece of fiction that you're writing or something. Like, has something like this happened?
No, but then when you hear like...
Whenever I hear about something crazy creative like that, it's not... It doesn't lead to murder.
Yeah.
It's like I used it to rob a bank or something. Like I remember, I don't remember the specifics or what it was for, but I remember a while back, like a few years back, somebody posted something on Craigslist inviting all these people to show up in a certain area, all dressed the same way for some kind of event or something.
Yeah.
And then the guy dressed the same way as well and then committed some kind of crime and got away in this crowd of people that were all looked just like him.
That's awesome, yeah.
But he didn't do that to like rape a baby or murder a politician or something.
Yeah.
I always kind of, well, okay, I have my brain's all over the place. One thing I kind of was just thinking is that I think maybe the reason white people do crazier things is because, and this is totally generalizing, but because they have less actual problems. like a black person who is especially ghetto, you know, they're very poor and they grew up in a very poor family. Maybe their mom was a crackhead, you know, they grew up in a really bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
has actual shit going on.
Yeah.
You know, crack dealers they have to deal with.
Yeah.
And maybe they are in a gang and they have rival gang members they have to deal with and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so they end up in scuffles over stupid shit, but real shit.
Yeah.
And then you have crazy white people who like, I don't like my job. My job sucks. And like they have all the same pent up, you know, animal aggression as everyone else.
Yeah.
But they have no legitimate thing to rage at, you know, to rail against. So
yeah.
Like they take the tiniest little transgression and they're like, I only get paid 10 cents over minimum wage. I'm taking this whole office complex out, you know? I think that might be some part of it. Like Jeffrey Dahmer is like, his biggest problem was that he was gay and weird. So he just like, but he's got all this pent up animal rage like everybody else. So he just starts bringing home boys and cutting them open and eating them. He's like, I don't even know where this is. I just know I need to do something.
Oh, God. You
know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man.
But the other thing that, because my brain was bouncing around, I don't understand fully why anybody goes on a killing spree. It seems like everybody who goes on a killing spree ends up killing themselves at the end. It's such a, I don't know. It's such a horrible ending to the story.
Yeah.
Like I want to see interviews with these assholes and find out how crazy they are and why they thought this was a good idea.
Yeah.
And they always kill themselves at the end. And I don't really get it. Like, first of all, if you're going to go on a killing spree, like if I was going to go on a killing spree, my intention would be to get away at the end.
Yeah.
And I understand most of the time that doesn't work out. I can't think of a single time it's worked out, but even if it doesn't work out, like if I went on a killing spree and I still can't think of a reason I would do it, but if I did, And then at the end, I'm cornered by the police. I would either, if I was pretty sure I was going to die here, I would try to shoot my way out.
Mm-hmm.
If I thought there was an opportunity, I would turn myself in.
Yeah.
You know, I would surrender, put down the gun, and maybe I get the death penalty.
Maybe, yeah.
But more likely, I serve out, you know, a bunch of time in prison, and I live.
Yeah.
And there's the possibility that I'll even get off somehow. You know, like, you probably won't. Yeah. You just killed a bunch of people. But maybe somehow, you know, there still has to be a trial.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the police somehow fuck something up and I get off on a technicality. You know, there's no reason to kill yourself right then.
Yeah.
You know, or at least not any more reason than there was before you went on the killing spree. So it's, I don't really get it.
Yeah. And if you kill yourself, you're not really famous for that long. People don't care. Like, oh, I killed himself.
Well,
all right, moving on.
Like, I don't know if fame is their is their intention. But if you do care about being famous, killing yourself is completely nonsensical.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you might be famous now, but you won't be around to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Or however, you know, I guess enjoy it. Because if you're crazy enough to go on a killing spree, yes, you would enjoy the fame from going on a killing spree. But you won't be around to give a shit. Like, who cares what people say about you once you're dead? You're dead, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't really understand. I can't imagine. Maybe that's why I've never gone on a killing spree, because I can't commit to killing myself at the end of it.
But if you think about it, if you had the plan all along, like, you know, I'm going to kill myself today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go shoot some people and have some fun. Let's push the limit, push the
envelope.
Yeah,
Let's see
what I can get away with before I just do it myself. Because at any moment, you know, you can just turn it on yourself.
I think for me personally, I wouldn't be able to do that. Like,
even if
I was convinced that
I was
going to die today, or I was going to kill myself today,
mm-hmm.
I can't really justify taking a bunch of people with me unless they were specific people. And mm-hmm. I was like, these fuckers deserve it.
Yeah.
These fuckers are coming with me, which I guess he sort of did, this guy. He went and he took out people he knew. But I can't imagine, you know, like, I'm going to kill myself, or I know I'm going to die today, so I'm going to go downtown and shoot a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, I don't think I could do it because I'd feel bad. You know,
yeah.
Right up until I shot myself in the head.
Yep.
Why did I just do that?
I don't know. Maybe you pick one off and you're like, that wasn't so bad. It's like it wasn't even real. I'm going to keep doing it.
I can sort of rationalize it to the point where, like, if I know I'm going to die today, there are no consequences, period. Like, no emotional consequences, none at all,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I guess I can kind of rationalize it, you know, like, I'll feel bad for 2 seconds, but it'll feel kind of awesome with the adrenaline rush when I'm killing people.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just don't think I could do it.
It's just knowing that.
I could imagine doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like getting in a high-speed chase for no reason. Just like getting on the highway and like buzzing a police car and driving as fast as possible just to have helicopters following me and shit. And then I get out at the end when I finally crash the car and just laugh my ass off while they arrest me. Or try to just get out of the car and point the gun right at my head.
Yep.
And then they shoot me because I've got a gun. Like, you fucking idiots.
Yep.
I was going to do it anyway. But I can't imagine. I don't know. I just don't have that desire. Like, I get really angry sometimes. And I do have the desire to hurt people, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think that's a crazy thing to say. I think most people feel that way on some level.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a desire to hurt random people, you know?
Yeah.
Just to go out and, like, pick them off like it's a video game. I just don't fully get that. It's like it involves some kind of disconnect from reality or just complete lack of empathy, you know, sociopathic
mm-hmm.
bullshit. I'm too empathetic for somebody who's dead inside.
Yeah.
I need to kill that last little shred of humanity I have so that I can go on a killing spree.
It's funny to see, like when you're out in public, like where I work, we have problems with most people. We're like, oh, they're so dumb. They drive bad. They're not polite. They have no, compassion for anyone. They're like, fuck everybody. But then you get the lowest of the low, like the biggest asshole, and they have complaints as well. Like, God, I hate these fuckers around me. They won't get out of the way of my amigo. I just need to get some food because I can't walk without this amigo.
You know? Right.
It's no matter what level you're at, everybody thinks everybody out there is fucking dumb and they should all go away.
I'm not sure how true that is, though. Like, I think that is true, but I'd love to interview somebody that I think is a real fucking dumbass about who they think is stupid like and why.
It would be awesome.
Because I'm almost positive, like, the really stupid people, I could come up with ways to refute their points.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I don't know.
But, yeah.
I don't think it's even at all. You know, like, we all think everybody else is an idiot. Well, some of us must actually be idiots.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we're all equal and we all just all think everybody else is an idiot. That all men are created equal thing is bullshit. Yeah. I understand it from a political point of view. Like, it makes sense as a governmental thing to treat everyone as equal, but we're not all equal. Like, some of us are fucking stupid.
Just, it's entertaining to my brain, like, getting a bunch of idiots that I consider idiots or assholes in a room, and they're all looking around and they all have something to say about the rest of the people. Like, that guy's wearing an orange shirt. I don't like the color orange. God, what a dick. Fuck him.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going.
Did you hear gay marriage is legal in New York now?
Yep.
Or it will be at the end of this month. It passed at the end of last month, and it'll actually go into effect at the end of this month.
It's about time.
Yeah. It's
because they might as well. Everybody in New York is gay.
Right. Gay or Jewish, and they've been letting Jews
do it. Jesus. Gay. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It surprises me to a certain extent that it's taken, like, that this is a big milestone, you know, like, that the most of the country still isn't okay with this. Yeah. Like, how fucking weird is that? I mean, this is all kind of old, tired stuff because everybody knows the arguments on both sides, but what is the argument on the other side? You know, the sanctity of marriage?
Yep.
Like, it's made up. I honestly, my personal position is more like, if anybody's allowed to do it, everybody should be allowed to do it, basically. Like, if men and women can do it, then men and men should be able to do it. Women and women should be able to do it. But I'm not sure why anybody is able to do it. Or at least I don't think it should be a government-sponsored event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think...
That is ridiculous, in my opinion. You get married, you get benefits somewhere here in Northern...
Yeah, I understand the benefit of... like, we're married now. Now, if you're in the hospital or something, I can come visit you and I can have some say in what happens. Like, if you're completely incapacitated, I can have some say in what happens to you. Like, if they pull the plug or whatever. Because if we were just boyfriend and girlfriend, or boyfriend and boyfriend, or girlfriend and girlfriend, I would have no say. Like, your parents would have every say. But then I also think that's a bit of a weird thing. Like, who really should have the say? Like, if your parents are still around... you know, like, how do you decide?
Yeah.
It almost seems to me that you should have to sign something specific that says, like, this person is the one I want in charge if I ever go into a coma. Yeah.
Or else, you know, the doctors have say.
But yeah, like, we shouldn't be just guessing. Like, that should be a separate piece of paperwork.
They're connected through blood. They haven't seen each other in 20 years, but hey, who gives a shit?
Like, when you get a job and they ask for an emergency contact, it should be like that. Like, at some point, you should just fill out a form. Maybe every couple of years, you should have to... fill out this form that says, this is the person I want in charge if I ever lapse into a coma. Because it's just weird to guess, you know, like, or to default to, like, I have this girlfriend, you know, but she gets no say because she's just my girlfriend. She's just some girl I know as far as the government's concerned. But my parents, who used to molest me and beat me as a child, they get to decide if they pull the plug or not. You know, like,
pull the plug.
Just because they're my parents. Or like, I have this horrible... woman I was married to, we're in the process of a divorce. Maybe we're separated, but we haven't actually started the process of a divorce, but I hate her fucking guts. She's a horrible person. She hates me. She's threatened to take my kids and all this crap. And my beautiful, adorable, loving parents get no say in the matter because I'm still technically married to this bitch.
It's retarded.
It's kind of nutty.
It doesn't take a lot to realize that's dumb and flawed.
And that's the only aspect of marriage as a legal institution that I really get. The rest of it, I think, is nuts. I think it's nonsense. I think this is probably a fairly controversial thing to say. I think if you get insurance through your place of work, I don't understand why your work needs to insure your whole fucking family.
Yeah.
It's great if they want to. I also think it's kind of weird that your work needs to insure you at all. Like, it's great if they want to.
Yeah.
But why is that their responsibility?
Yeah.
Oh, you got cancer? Well, I guess we'll take care of it. I guess Dunkin' Donuts will take care of that. What? How is that? You know, if it's an on the job, like, they should have some sort of, like, workman's comp-esque insurance. Like, if something happens at work, then they should take care of that. but like I got the sniffles, I had to go to the doctor. Well, work will take care of it. How is that their responsibility?
Yeah, that's dumb. It's also dumb. I get mixed signals from people because none of them know what the fuck they're talking about, no matter what they're talking about. But they tell me like, how can you not be married? You get all these tax benefits, you know, at the end of the year. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you get tax benefits if you're a single mom as well, you know, with a kid. But both sides say, oh, it's better this way. You get more money. And I haven't looked into it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's true that you get married and you get tax benefits, why?
Yeah.
Like, congratulations on getting married. All right, here's a bonus.
My only guess as to why that is
a
because once upon a time, there would pretty much be only one earner in mm-hmm. the family.
Yeah.
So now this man has to take care of two people with one income.
Yeah, I see.
So he gets some tax breaks. Sense. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. But that's not really the way it works anymore nor is it the way it should work. Like, you shouldn't just assume that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
On a governmental level, you shouldn't be like, well, now he's going to have to take care of this bitch. Yep. So we'll give him a break. And if that's not the reason, I don't know what the reason is. Like, it's just to encourage marriage? For what? How does that benefit anyone?
I don't get it. I'm done, like, giving a shit about, like, I wanted to look into it, but the whole, like, welfare thing just drives me nuts. Because people bitch about people that are on welfare and what they spend their money on, their benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, each month they get all this money on this card, this bridge card, we call it, here in Michigan. And you can buy anything with the cash they give you. They give you, like, food stamps. They also give you cash. You can buy beer. You can buy liquor. And it's just crazy to me that just lingers. They don't change that ever. Just,
yeah.
I'm guilty. I've bought fucking beer with government money.
You guys like, have.
Thanks a lot.
For just in case anybody's wondering, you guys have, it's basically a food stamp card, but they mm-hmm. do, at least some people, if you qualify, also get cash on the same card.
Yeah.
And you guys have one because of Aldi's mom, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you wouldn't have one if it was just you and Aldi.
No, no way.
So that's why. Like, it's not like.
Yeah.
Because I could imagine you pissing people off saying that you have this card and you're about to have a baby. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You fuck. But I understand why people get upset about it, you know? I get government assistance and I spend it on beer.
Yeah.
And like, I saw this thing a while ago about some guy who was buying lobster and wonderful steaks and all this expensive food on his with his food stamps because it's technically food.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to buy it with his food stamp card. And yeah, it is kind of annoying because the idea is you can't take care of yourself. Like, you just can't.
Yeah.
You're trying and you can't. For whatever reason. And so we're giving you a little assistance and you're using that assistance to live like, to live beyond your means.
Yeah.
I understand why people get upset about it. I think, what was I going to say? I forgot now.
I think it's dumb if he got mad. Like, yeah, he bought a lobster, but he could buy like three of those in a month and then he's broke.
So. Yeah, it does sort of take care of itself. Yeah, like he's getting this government assistance. So he only gets so much, you know. It's not like I bought three lobsters last month,
mm-hmm.
couldn't afford anything else. So like now the government's like, well, obviously he couldn't get by for the whole month on this month. So we got to give him more money. You know, it doesn't work like that.
More
so
lobsters.
He's only got so much. I guess that guy actually though was turning around and selling the stuff he was buying.
Oh man, yeah.
To get around, you know, because to basically get cash for his food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Which I also understand why people get upset about, because if you're doing that, the idea is that you want to use that cash on something you're not allowed to use
mm-hmm.
your food stamps on. So it's something non-essential, you know. But I also think that's kind of weird. Like, why you get so upset about that? Because now, he used his food stamp. He's going to use the money either way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're giving it to him and he's going to use it. Oh, if he uses it on cornflakes and ramen noodles or whatever, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if he uses it on lobsters, sells the lobsters, and then buys crack, we shouldn't be giving him that money. Well, sure, we shouldn't be giving him that money. But what ultimate difference did it make?
You know? He's not
like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. It didn't change anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy wasn't going to, you know, change the world if he was spending it on the right stuff. Mm-hmm. He wasn't going to become some wonderful, upstanding citizen who, you know, goes out and becomes a politician and reforms the government or invents something. He was always going to be an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really make any difference.
It's just always puzzled my mind because so much of that money goes out, you know, to pay for people's struggles, you know, the welfare. And just recently, was it Florida? They're going to make it so that you have to take a drug test to get benefits, you know.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people have been rooting for that. You know, you got to take a drug test because if you're smoking crack and doing what that guy would do, sell the lobsters, buy crack, mm-hmm. then you shouldn't be on it. But like, you're just now coming up with that because...
Yeah, that should have been there from the beginning.
Fuck off. Yeah, we have no money in our state. I don't know why. Regulate what you're giving it to. Like, there should be regulations. God damn.
Yeah.
Just don't get it.
I have no problem with the drug testing. Because yeah, like I just said, it doesn't make any difference if that guy is buying crack or buying Wheaties.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that doesn't mean I think you should give people government money to buy crack.
Yeah.
So yeah, you should take whatever steps you can to keep that from happening. Mm-hmm. And it seems like drug testing is pretty obvious. And some people actually get up in arms about that, like we shouldn't be doing this drug testing. The government shouldn't invade my body like that or my yeah. person.
Yeah.
There are weird that. Hippies yeah. that feel that way. That feel that you should be able to take government money to support yourself. But that the government shouldn't be allowed to drug test you because that's a violation of my... Well, then don't take the money.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to. Get a job like a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
Struggle to get by, but then you don't have to get drug tested.
Yeah.
I remember the thing I was going to say a few minutes ago, which is only sort of related. How do you feel about universal health care?
I don't know enough about it to form an opinion. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm probably not as well versed on the subject
Aldi
as I should be.
Aldi has tried to talk to me about it because over in Germany they have it.
Yeah,
and
they have it
works
in the UK.
Great, you know, but I just don't know enough.
They have it in Canada. They have it in the UK.
Yeah.
basically, my opinion is I understand when people say things, you know, like the government shouldn't have to foot the bill for your health,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I understand that position. But there are so many things that the government does pay for that I just don't give a shit about. Like, the government is supposed to be there to take care of us, to protect us.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So if they're going to spend money on something, spending money on my health care is not exactly the worst thing they could be spending that money
true.
On. I mean, there are government programs that fund the arts. I'm not against that,
yeah.
but get your fucking priorities straight. You know, like there are people dying of cancer because they can't afford the treatments, but you're paying for somebody to like menstruate on a canvas. Like, just get your shit together, you know? If we're going to pay for that shit, we should probably pay for healthcare.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm fine with that. And it makes more sense to me than my job being in charge of it. Like,
oh yeah,
you come in every day and stock those grocery shelves. I guess we should pay your medical bills. It doesn't make any sense. It makes way more sense for the government, whose job is to protect us and keep us safe and keep us free. You know, it makes way more sense for them to be in charge of making sure I don't die than my employer.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I'm for it.
Yeah.
You know, there would be specifics to it that, you know, would have to be hashed out, and maybe certain things I wouldn't like.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely for it on the whole. And I don't really understand. The only thing that I can think of that's a real concern for people who don't like the idea.
Yeah, what's that?
Is just that they would potentially have to pay more into taxes.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, I think we pay all this money into taxes as it is, and I think a lot of it just goes to bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you know, I'm not against the funding of the arts, but I also wouldn't be upset if you took that away and applied it to universal healthcare.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are other things like that that are way less important than not dying that we could take the money from and put it towards universal healthcare, and nothing would change on our taxes,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, yeah, I think maybe the bigger issue is, I think it's usually rich people that bitch about things like universal healthcare,
mm-hmm.
because they can afford to go to the doctor and do whatever it is they need
oh, yeah.
to do. And they don't want to pay more money so that you can go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And the other people who bitch about it are people who aren't rich, but who think they will be someday. You know, like they think about it like, if I was a millionaire, yeah, I wouldn't want to have to pay for your bills. Well, the truth is millionaires don't have to pay for your bills. I mean, they do, but not any more than anybody else, at least in a percentage term.
Yeah.
How do you feel about rich people being taxed more than poor people? You know, like you go up, you get into a higher tax bracket, they take a higher percentage of your pay.
Oh, man. I think it's fair. I just, because the argument I've heard is, you know, they're rich, they earned it, they worked real fucking hard to get there. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have to pay. They shouldn't be penalized like we are as far as taxes. You know, they shouldn't pay.
They shouldn't be penalized like we are?
Like, they shouldn't pay the same amount of taxes as we do.
They should pay less?
Yeah.
But who told you that? That's crazy. Like, I'm sure people say that, but
rewarded,
that's crazy.
Yeah, for working so hard.
That's crazy talk.
But
I have more money than anyone. I shit on $100 bills and light them on fire, yeah, but I shouldn't have to pay as much as you.
Yeah.
I should pay less. That's mm-hmm. that's crazy
like
talk.
A reward, yeah. But in the way shit works, it's so hard to get on your feet and going and become rich. Like,
and a lot of those
that
rich
illusion.
People didn't work their asses off
yeah.
for it.
Oh, yeah.
They lucked into it somehow. They were born into yeah. it or, you know, yeah, whatever.
It's fucking hard. Like, college here is retarded. I'll be paying my student loans, like, for fucking ever till the day I retire almost. You know, it's retarded. And it's just not realistic for people to just pick up, get going, and hopefully get a great job after college and then pay all that shit off and be good, make lots of fucking money. Mm-hmm. It's just not realistic. So I am for taxing the wealthy more.
I think I am for a flat tax, yeah. you know, a flat percentage on everyone. Mm-hmm. So like if I make a certain amount of money, you take 15, 20, 25% of that. Mm-hmm. Somebody else makes shitloads more. We take the same percentage of that. So they do pay more.
Yeah.
But
I can see that, yeah.
But it's relative. Mm-hmm. I am totally okay with that. I'm sort of okay with rich people paying a higher percentage, depending on the percentage, because they can afford it more.
Yeah.
But I do think it's unfair to charge them a shit ton more percentage wise. Mm-hmm. Like there are people who are like, fuck the rich because they're rich and I'm not, fuck them.
Yeah.
You know, take all of their money. I don't give a shit. And I don't think that's fair. And I guess this makes me sound a little bit like those poor people who think they'll be rich someday. Mm-hmm. Like I'm thinking about my own self-interest in the future.
Yeah.
But I do, you have to put yourself in their shoes to a certain extent. Like, it's their fucking money. What's your problem?
Yeah, that's true. Like a flat
even,
rate.
Even
yeah.
if they didn't work hard for it, it's their fucking money and you want to come in and take it away mm-hmm. for you. You mm-hmm. want to steal from them, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think percentage-wise, it makes sense to take the same percentage from everyone. Because, yes, they can afford it more, so they'll pay more. But percentage-wise, it's all relative.
Yeah.
It comes out to be about the same. I think that's fine.
Yeah, that sounds fair, yeah.
Man, this has been pretty political for an episode. Do you want to take a break?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you, you understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Yo, 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 what up, Niggs? We back, dog.
Yo, we're back. We're back.
Hey.
Yo.
Want to do some Facebooks?
Yeah.
Nothing on the Twitter this week and no voicemails.
What is up with that shit,
I know.
Kyle?
I'm so sad about the lack of voicemails. I like to hear your adorable voices and you're all just...
Everybody has a fucking phone these days in their pocket and at all times.
You know, if you're listening to this, you have a computer, most likely. Mm-hmm. There's always Skype.
Yeah.
Like some Skype. Of you faggots have to have gaming headsets or something. Like, call in. Anyway, the Facebook, I said, can you believe it's podcast night again already?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Questions? And Miss Nick says, whoa, that came round fast. Isn't it about time for some daily piff?
Mm.
And then Jeff Mazurek, the wizard, says, I second the request for some daily piff. Jeff also said, how about that gunman in the news over in your part of the state? But we already covered that.
Yeah.
The guy on the killing spree. So some daily piff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Should we do some daily piff?
Fuck yeah, it's been a while.
I pulled up a couple things earlier.
This one is called, it's from a section called Random Quickies. For anybody who doesn't know, the Daily Piff, it's dailypiff.net, dailypiff.net. And it's a website that I found on Twitter because I kept seeing these ridiculous ghetto Twitter posts. Mm-hmm. And so I checked it out. And it's full of ghetto hilariousness. And every once in a while, we read shit off of here. So there's a section called Random Quickies.
All right.
And this particular article, I guess, if you can call it that, in the section called Random Quickies is called I Can't Fuck With a Cookout Like That.
Okay. I can't wait.
It's been a while since I've done Piff voice, so give me a second to acclimate. Okay. Uncle Otis is flipping burgers and he lost two of his fingers in the war. I can't fuck with a cookout like that. There are eight ugly bitches for every good-looking bitch. I can't fuck with a cookout like that. You invited my baby mother. I can't fuck with a cookout like that. There wasn't one fight, not even an aggressive argument. I can't fuck with a cookout like that. I need to be entertained. Spotted at least four bitches that shouldn't be barefoot walking around with no shoes on around my food. I can't fuck with a cookout like that. I looked to the left, I looked to the right, then I turned around and saw a fake-ass hustle man standing right in front of me talking about I got smoke for sale. Nobody else in the cookout had weed, so I said, fuck it, I might as well get right. I smoked that shit, and when I threw the roach away, I was mad as a motherfucker because I wasn't high. But one thing the weed did do was give me a crazy-ass sharp pain in both my knees. I have smoked niggas' garbage-ass weed plenty of times, but never have I smoked some weed that was so bad it made my knees start aching. Can't fuck with a cookout like that.
Oh, fuck.
Can't fuck with a cookout like that. That was the whole thing.
Oh, God. That's great.
It's kind of weird because it turned into like it had a format, you know, like blankety blank. Can't fuck with a cookout like that.
I was curious.
And then all of a sudden it turns into a like a story.
Yeah.
what else we got? Little Things I Hate.
Oh, yes.
One of my favorite sections. Little Things I Hate is basically a list of little things this guy hates. Let's see. I hate when somebody burns some food and still try to serve that shit to you like, here, it's a little burnt. Why do I want to eat it then? I hate when niggas put all types of feelings and shit into what they saying.
I hate it when people feel things.
Why?
Yeah, so me and Ron went there and I wasn't even gonna go because the nigga he was supposed to see used to fuck with my cousin. And he did my cousin dirty. So I was kind of hesitant. You know what I'm saying, Piff? Only reason I went is because Ron said, blankety, blankety, blank, et cetera. Get to the fucking point, nigga. Nobody give a fuck about your feelings. I guess that was an example of the last one. I hate when parents let their kids walk around with no fucking drawers on. That shit is horrible. He spelled draws, D-R-A-W-L-S, like drawls.
Drawls. Jesus
Christ. I hate bitches that got gay guy friends. You not my type. I need a bitch that looks down on that type of behavior. Oh, God. So I hate gays, basically. Yeah. I hate when I do everything possible to not be late and I end up late anyway. Shit is crazy.
That's great.
Little things I hate.
Damn.
I like how they gauge what they hate based on what the bitch they want to fuck is affiliated with. Yeah.
I just love the fact that he hates gays.
Yeah.
let's see. Should I do another Little Things I Hate?
Yeah.
These always go by too fast.
Mm-hmm.
that's the same one I just did. Hold on. I hate when people who throw garbage on top of a full garbage. Oh, I hate people who throw garbage on top of a full garbage. Take that shit out. I hate when people beep they fucking horn at me real loud and long. Shit make me want to get out and scrap. I hate arguing with a motherfucker who ain't arguing from experience. They arguing from what they heard. Really? I hate wet and soft boogers. I hate wet and soft boogers. Like my boogers hard with some weight on them so I know when they are in there.
I like my boogers hard with some weight on them so I know when they're in there.
I hate seeing a bad bitch with hairy fingers.
Okay. I can agree with you on that.
Yeah, I hate bitches with hairy fingers. Let's see. One more little things I hate.
All right.
I hate to see an old bitch acting like she a teenager. I hate when I'm about to take a piss and I see somebody else piss in the toilet. Or even worse, a log of shit in the size of a cordless house phone.
What? What era is this from?
I hate when my toothbrush ain't in the spot where I always put it. Somebody been touching my shit. I hate how it damn near June and I ain't felt the heat yet. I hate buying used shit off of people. Something wrong with that shit or else they wouldn't be trying to sell it. Something wrong with that shit. I ain't buying that monkey paw. That shit ain't work right at all. Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
That's, I mean, I could do Daily Piff all night long.
Oh, I know.
That was quite a bit of it.
Mm-hmm. That was good. I can't breathe.
Then the same guy whose name I can't pronounce because I don't know how I-A-I-N is pronounced,
mm-hmm.
Says, ain't going to work for the podcast, but this is A-awesome. And then he posted a YouTube video. And I watched it. I think you watched it.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It's this video of some dude in the desert with a machine that looks like some NASA shit with like big solar panels on it and stuff. And what it does is he puts sand in it and it kind of like lasers the sand and turns it into glass in layers. And then like the layers stack up. It's a 3D printer basically that uses sand turned into glass to make shit. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, he made a bowl with it.
Yeah.
Like just a bowl.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of practical.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
all the other shit. Yeah.
I think if you're poor enough that you need a glass, like a shitty looking glass bowl made out of sand, then you probably can't afford this fucking NASA looking 3D printer. So I don't think it's very practical, but I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah. It's a cool idea.
And it looked sort of delicious at a certain point because the melting sand reminded me of brown sugar and I wanted to eat brown sugar. So those are my thoughts. Gavin Almond says, if wanking had a 1 in 10 chance of disabling you from the neck down for 24 hours, would you do it?
Absolutely. Shit, yeah. Man. If it rendered me paralyzed for a year, I'd risk it. At a 1 to 10 chance, yes.
Well, I think I'd probably still do it, but not nearly as often.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
probably only on weekends.
Yeah.
Because, you
for
know.
For 24 hours, yeah.
For 20, like, I can lay in bed for 24 hours on a weekend. I practically do anyway sometimes. But, well, on floor. But yeah, I wouldn't do it nearly as often. Probably a lot less. Like, I have gone months at a time without doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't normally, but I have. I know I can.
Yeah.
So it would probably happen way less often.
Yeah.
I don't need to do it that bad. But a lot of people are such hornballs that I guarantee you there'd be paralyzed people all over the place. Like, there would have to be some kind of clause, like, in your work contract that it's okay to miss so many days due to masturbation. But it would just have to work that way or no one would have a job. Everybody would be fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently everybody's way hornier than me. So I know it would be a problem if it was a epidemic.
Oh, yeah. I know a guy who can't masturbate because he's married and his...
Wait a minute.
His woman doesn't give it up and she's against him watching porn or masturbating in general.
Oh, Jesus.
So
she's one of those.
He's losing his shit, this guy. The slightest little thing will just get him off or like turn him on.
Obviously, it differs from person to person, but I think it must be that women just don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't feel the need. They don't feel the desire as strongly as guys do. Because it's always women who get pissed off about a dude watching porn or jerking off or both. And the thing that they fail to realize, like they assume if you're watching porn, it's because I'm not enough for you. It's because it's because those girls are what you want and I'm what you've settled for.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're jerking off, it's because it's because you want to have sex with other people or whatever. And to a certain extent, they're kind of probably right.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I probably do want to have sex with other people.
Yeah.
Because everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone who wants to have sex with other people. There are other people that, given the right circumstances, they would have sex with that are not you. But the fact that they're watching porn and jerking off is because at that particular moment, you don't want to fuck them.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
It's not like they wouldn't rather fuck you.
Yeah.
But at that particular moment, you're either not there or you're busy or you're not in the mood or whatever the thing is. And they need to bust a nut. Yeah, it has nothing to do with like a lack of respect.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I hear people sometimes talk about getting the evil out. Like that's how they treat it. You know, like I just have to do this.
I like that.
Just to be sane, you know, and I feel that way sometimes. Like I think I've talked before about how I definitely have. If it was possible, if I had a switch that I could flip and turn off my desire for sex, I would do it. Mm-hmm. And other people sometimes look at me like I'm absolutely out of my goddamn mind because to them, sex is the best thing in life and they can't imagine why I would not want it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so stupid. Sex is so fucking stupid. Like the only productive thing that comes out of sex is babies. And most of us don't want that when we're having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us just want to have sex. And just having sex like feels really good for a very brief period of time.
Yeah.
But like think about what it is you're doing. Like you're just slamming up against each other. That's all it, like, let's get in this bed, get naked. I'll put a little piece of me inside a little piece of you and we'll just fucking slam into each other. And it's going to be the best time. Yeah. Like it's such a waste of fucking time. And if I could turn it off, I would. I forget where I was going with this. What were we talking about? Jerking off and porn and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really did forget.
Oh,
I had a point and I forget what it was. About the evil, getting the evil out.
Yes,
yeah. So I feel like I have this desire.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have a libido. I have a sex drive. I definitely want to have sex, but like I feel sometimes I've talked about how sometimes after an orgasm, I feel depressed, like a lot of the time, actually.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is like, I feel like I just did some weird barbaric animal thing that I couldn't help, you know, like I feel like I just fucking raped an animal, you know, like, why did I just do that? Like, I really feel like I was just taken over and I just like fucking pillaged a village, you know, like I just went out of my mind temporarily.
Oh my God.
Because the me right after an orgasm wouldn't whip my dick out and jerk it, you know, just for the fuck of it. Like, just, I'm an animal and I got to secrete things now. You know, the normal sane me that like wants to just surf the internet and learn things and play video games and talk about shit like we're doing right now, that person doesn't want to whip his dick out and beat it against something. Yeah. But then there's another part of me that does. And that, so that's like the evil, you know, that I got to get out.
Yeah,
I got to do this maintenance or else I'm going to turn into some kind of werewolf beast and start fucking wall sockets or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that I feel that way. Like I lose my mind sometimes.
Oh, yeah. If I don't work one out and it builds up and it builds up and I'm not having sex, I just fantasize about the sickest shit with just really unattractive people. And they can be underage. It's just, it gets out of control. It's not normal.
Well, what's funny to me is like people like weird fucks like you that have these crazy fantasies about like, I fantasize about fucking every girl I've ever seen. Usually the weird fucks like you feel way more okay with it all than I do. Mm. Like I see a hot girl and I might think about her naked later.
Yeah.
And I feel like a crazy person.
I get behind you on that. Yeah. It's just when it builds up and to that point where I'm like, must fuck.
But there are people who almost literally would fuck in the aisles of a grocery store because they love it that much and they're totally okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's weird to me.
Yeah, that is weird.
But yes, if wanking had a 1 in 10 chance of disabling you from the neck down for 24 hours, would you do it? Yes, I would, but not nearly as often and only on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that or would you
I agree. Yeah.
Cause you said abso-fucking-lutely I would 100%.
If that was the way it was,
would you risk it though? Would you get like,
oh yeah.
Maybe at first you'd only do it on the weekends cause you're like, oh, I just found out I have a 1 in 10 chance. But then like after a while you'd be like, well, 1 in 10, yeah. Like I was paralyzed last Sunday. So I can do it on Tuesday. What the fuck? Why not? Yeah. Well, for you, weekends wouldn't be a big deal, but like days off.
Yeah.
But do you think that would happen? Like it would slowly creep back into like day-to-day stuff? Like I really shouldn't do this right now, but
probably.
I got a 9 in 10 chance of being okay.
Yeah. Goddamn.
I think I'd be too scared that like, you know, I wouldn't be able to go anywhere for a day when I really need to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And then the guy with the name I can't pronounce says, I'm smitten, and posts another YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is a music video called Kiss Kiss by pop star Trishy. And I don't really know what this is. I mean, I think it's a joke. I think it's a gag. I think it's supposed to be funny. But I don't know what the, like, who made it or why. Because it really is just a pop song with a crazy video.
Yeah. My first reaction was it's some chick that has a Facebook or MySpace and or a YouTube account and just puts these out because guys get off on it.
Because
she thinks she looks hot.
Facebook.
You'd have to see it.
I didn't check out the Facebook. Yeah, there's a Facebook.
See if she has one, yeah.
Well, she definitely has one. It's listed in the YouTube details. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. Why can't I fucking talk? I'm so flustered thinking about masturbating. Facebook.com/popstartrishy. Maybe it really is. Maybe she really is just a pop star. Maybe it's just so ridiculous that I assumed it was a joke. Yeah. I mean, well, the Facebook only has two photos and they look like they're from the same shoot as this video.
Mm.
So
it could be a joke. Could be a gag.
Yeah, I think it is. And it also says in the about section, it says Japanese pop star Trishy, and she's definitely Japanese.
Yeah. She is disgusting.
She is. Well, she's dressed up in this style, made up in this style that I don't know a ton about, but they call it Ganguro girls.
Okay.
In Japan, it really is like a trend. Not a huge trend, but a trend.
Thank God.
Where these girls will like put on ridiculous makeup.
Yeah, like they paint their eyes
like
white.
Fake. They don't paint their eyes
like
white. They
around
like
the eyes.
Fake tan.
Okay. Yeah.
So that the rest of them is way darker. Like that's what it is.
Okay.
And they wear ridiculous makeup and they just dress really gross. They kind of look like horrible Snooki costumes.
Yeah. just dirty.
Yeah. Well, here, let me play some of the video. Arigato, Benzo. She did paint her eyes white around her eyes. Y'all ready for some kissing?
I'm a little bit more than your average LA ditzy girl, but I bet you like to follow me around the world. Let me take this time to introduce you to ATW Russell Harris. That's my crew. Want you?
Okay. Well, it's this kind of chubby girl.
Yeah, any girl with that kind of voice shouldn't go out looking like that. Ugh. She's a little chubby, yeah.
Any girl with that kind of voice shouldn't go out looking.
Hi, I'm so sweet and innocent.
Okay, well, anyway, she's the kind of chubby girl with long platinum blonde hair and a Pikachu shirt on and ass shorts and a fake like lei flower necklace thing and a big goofy flower in her hair. And she's just wandering around a town dancing with people and singing this pop song. And there's nothing exceptionally funny about, I mean, I didn't pay that much attention, but there's nothing exceptionally funny about the song, like the lyrics.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a garbage pop song. So I'm not really sure what's going on here.
Yeah,
like,
why would you put that up?
I really think it's a joke, but like the joke is, look how ridiculous she looks while she sings this otherwise unnotable pop song. Like, I don't really get it.
Thanks a lot, guys. Name we can't pronounce.
Well, I mean, it's fine. You know, I'm not mad at him for posting the video. I'm just not sure I understand. I feel like there's a joke I'm missing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a joke here somewhere, and I'm not seeing it.
I don't think there is. He just thought it was really weird and thought he'd put it up.
That's fine. Any woman with a voice like that should not go out dressed. I'm not sure I see the correlation between the voice and the clothing. I mean, no woman should go out dressed like this. Or
when she looks like that. I'm sorry. She's a little chunky. I don't know.
What does that have to do with the voice?
It's just, it doesn't work. Even if I was into that, I wouldn't be into her. I don't know.
If you were into that, okay, you got to explain this to me.
Okay.
What does the voice mean to you?
Like the little, I'm underage. Ooh,
okay.
I'm so innocent. Fuck me now.
I didn't
Ooh,
get that from that at all.
I don't know what that penis is. Where does that go?
You know, type voice.
I wasn't getting that from that at all.
I'm sorry.
That's where you lost me.
Okay.
I didn't see. So what you were saying was that the voice makes it sound like she's a Lolita. She's a tiny little innocent schoolgirl who wants to get fucked.
Yes.
And so going around town being chubby and dressed in not much clothing and is what going to get you raped? I'm not sure.
No, it just pisses me off.
It just makes you mad because you want her to be, you want her to be a vulnerable, injured rabbit of a schoolgirl that you can rape.
Not,
but she's gross.
No.
So that pisses you off.
It just doesn't. It's not cool.
It gives you
it's
a boner
funny.
And then the visual no. doesn't. So no. So your dick gets mad, ties itself in a knot, and that's uncomfortable.
It just doesn't work. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So you're a rapist. Okay. That's it. That's it for the Facebook. And there's nothing on the Twitter.
And no voicemails.
No okay. voicemails. There's a Sonic the Hedgehog fan film being made.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The same guy made a Mega Man fan film, which I have watched.
Yeah. Any good?
No. Okay. I mean, well...
It's a fan film.
Aspects of it are okay. Like, yeah. It could have been a lot worse, but mm-hmm. it's... That's not saying much. It's still bad. Like, it's aspects of it are better than I would have expected, mm-hmm. but it's still overall a piece of shit.
Okay.
It's a pile of garbage. And now he's making a Sonic the Hedgehog fan film. The Mega Man fan film was live action with some CG.
Mm-hmm.
The Sonic the Hedgehog fan film, I'm not entirely sure about, because there's a teaser trailer with very little to it. I'm going to play it now, okay. but you won't get much out of it because the audio is not much. The following preview is for a nonprofit film. Okay, now there's a picture of Robotnik, the bad guy from Sonic. Now there's a logo, Blue Core Studios, which I guess is his studio. Now there's some live-action footage of a forest. He's been known as, there are words coming up on the screen, he's been known as the Blue Blur, the fastest thing alive, Speed Demon. Hero.
Ooh,
you hear this epic Sonic oh, yeah. music in the background?
Build up.
Now the O in Hero turned into a ring.
Take a step back and imagine this. A perfect world. A place where you can just kick back, just enjoy everything around you. Freedom. Then imagine seeing all that taken away because one bloated Eggman wanted it all. I'll tell you everything. How it got this way and how I'm gonna make sure it goes back. It's go time!
Okay, when he was talking there, that was mm-hmm. Sonic talking.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed a 3D, like CG Sonic, mm-hmm. which I'll get to in a minute. And he picked up this ring and then he said, it's go time. And then it went back to the live action forest and mm-hmm. it's like a POV shot. So you can't see anything but the forest and mm-hmm. then something running through it. And then there's a horrible, horrible Sonic logo. Mm-hmm. You got to come over here okay. and look at this because you haven't seen it. And if I remember, I will post this in the forum so you can see it. But here's the Sonic logo. It's like his head, but like, look at this face. Look how fucked up this face is. Yeah, it's a total retard face. Let me show you what Sonic looked like.
Take it away because one bloated Eggman wanted it all. I'll tell you everything, how it got this way, and how I'm going to make sure it goes back.
Okay, did you see? Like, okay, you can go back to your seat. The Sonic model is... the model is pretty good, but like what they decided to do with the textures is weird. Like his shoes have this shiny metallic texture with like it's like an orange peel kind of texture or like a basketball, but mm-hmm. it's a metallic yeah. red. And his body has this ridiculous coarse hair yeah, texture.
Like a porcupine.
And you can't really see it here, but there's another shot somewhere else where you can see his spines in the back
mm-hmm.
and they are done like hair. And it just looks god awful. And
just doesn't work. I don't like it.
The most interesting thing about this to me, though, is that voice you hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jaleel White.
Who's that?
Steve Urkel.
Oh Jesus!
Really? In the original Sonic cartoon,
hard up for work, man.
No, like the Saturday morning Sonic cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Jaleel White did the voice of Sonic.
I did not
the
know that.
And so Sonic fans are nuts.
Mm-hmm.
They're all crazy.
Yeah, I believe.
They're all autistic furries, and they're. And they're all crazy.
Yeah.
And they, because he was like the first voice of Sonic, they think of him as the voice of Sonic.
The voice, yeah.
And what's crazy to me is that this guy, you just said Jaleel White is hard up for work or whatever. He must be, because this guy has no affiliation with anything. The guy making this movie,
mm-hmm.
he's just some guy that wanted to make a Sonic fan film. And he got Jaleel White to do the voice.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy to me.
Because the guy's probably just working out of His mom's basement.
Yeah. Jesus. I mean, sure, what the fuck is Jaleel White doing these days that he could turn this shit down? But this shit is basically illegal.
Yeah.
And Jaleel White's like, I don't give a shit. I wasn't doing anything.
God
what
damn.
What the fuck was I doing? Like, Jaleel White was probably literally standing somewhere staring at a wall for the last 10 years and just waiting for this phone. Like, just, he's got a phone in like a porta potty somewhere. And he's just standing there for 10 years waiting for this call. He must have been, because no sane person would say yes to this.
No way.
But they did. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm a bigger Mega Man fan, so I watched that and I was really bored one day. I also watched a Zelda fan film once made by somebody else entirely.
Oh, I bet that was horrible.
That was garbage. The Mega Man fan film, believe it or not, was better. Yeah. And the Mega Man fan film was garbage.
Mm-hmm. But the Sonic, I'm not a fan of Sonic.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of Sonic either. Like, I liked Sonic the Hedgehog 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, like, even then, I wasn't a huge fan of Sonic. They were just fun games, but I wasn't like, go Sonic. I need a Sonic Trapper Keeper and a Sonic backpack. Yeah. Like, fucking Sonic's the man, dog. Yeah. He's the fastest thing alive. You know, I didn't give a shit about Sonic. And people who do give a shit about Sonic, like I said, they're all like fat, autistic furries, and they're all retarded. Sonic fans are insane. Like, have you ever been to DeviantArt?
I've been, yeah.
DeviantArt is like 75% horrible Sonic fan art of like Sonic putting his dick in Tails.
Oh,
like,
God.
That's all it is.
Jesus
or like
Christ.
People's horrible Sonic fan characters where they'll like take a sprite of Sonic and recolor it and give it a katana and call it a new character. Or like they'll mix up Sonic and Dragon Ball Z somehow. Or
that's fucking stupid.
And they want to make Sonic super edgy. Like Sonic, he's a cartoon character that goes around fighting robots to free adorable baby animals.
Yep.
And they want to make him this edgy character, I guess, because as video game characters go, like back then, like console mascots, he was edgy because he was like the sarcastic guy compared to Mario. But he was never edgy and he was never supposed to be edgy. But now they want him to like I could see these fucking retards saying like, you know, that last Sonic game was really good, but I wish it was darker and had more blood. You know, like that's the kind of retards they are. Like you're completely missing the point. Like that's like saying that, you know, that last Mario game was good, but I wish when you stomped on the Goombas, like you could see their entrails come out of their assholes. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Like you've completely missed the point.
Yeah.
And that's what they're like. Oh, and so, I don't know, anything Sonic is typically bad. I'm not automatically against the idea of a fan film.
Yeah.
I think if done right, it could be really cool. Like it could fill a hole that a major company isn't willing to fill.
Yes.
You know, like
potentially.
No, right now, no company's like, oh, I really got to make that Sonic film.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a huge fan of Sonic and somebody with talent is willing to do this, it could be really cool. The problem is anybody who's willing to make a fan film is a waste of human being. You know, like they're a horrible piece of shit, because anybody who has the talent to make a fan film is off making their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who like just they masturbate with a Sonic stuffed animal that they cut a hole in, those people are the ones who are willing to make a fan film.
Oh, yeah.
So they grab an HD camera and some of their retarded fat autistic friends and they go out into the woods and they run around and then they pirate a copy of 3DS Max and make a Sonic model, and they're like, "Yeah, here we go."
Yep.
But he got Jaleel White. Like,
I can't believe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
I wish we had his number and we could call him up.
Yeah.
What the fuck were you thinking?
Wait, whose number? The guy making the movie or Jaleel White?
Jaleel White.
Well, if this guy got a hold of him, we probably could. I should look into it.
Yeah.
JaleelWhite.com is just a giant phone number that says, please give me money. Please pay attention to me. Yeah. We'll pretend to be Urkel for love.
Damn.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I wasn't sure if I was going to bring that up or not, but I just think it's ridiculous.
That is.
But I'll probably sort of keep an eye on it.
Follow it. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I'm curious about it.
Well, if you've seen the other ones, yeah, who knows? It might be.
Yeah. Like I said, the Mega Man one, like, I don't feel bad that I watched it, but it is garbage.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not a big Mega Man fan, it you'd probably turn it off within the first 10 minutes or so.
The like, bigger the fan you are, the
I
more
just
you
was
ignore.
Really curious about it, you know? But yeah, so I mean, I don't really have much else to go into, I don't think. We're at a decent point here. Do you got anything else you want to, anything we didn't cover?
God, I have the dumbest shit, Kyle.
That's fine.
I always write the dumbest shit
Some
down.
Of your dumbest shit is really
I'll be quick. I'll be quick. I've talked about dick fuzzies and how much they piss me off. Well, anyway, I was going to take a piss the other day, and I've gotten into the habit now to kind of spread my urethra, you know?
Okay.
So if there is a dick fuzzy, you know, just to avoid, because I've nearly pissed on myself way too many times. So it's a routine. But this day, this piss, I cleared it, you know, I split it and I'm getting ready to go. And it's going off in like three directions. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I do it again. You know, I pinch it off and I go again and again. Like I'm nearly pissing on the floor. I'm like, what the fuck? And I look down and there's a pubic hair in my urethra.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Like it just poked itself right in the hole?
Yeah, here's the thing. I like trimmed myself like 2 days before. So where the fuck did this come from?
Uh-oh.
And it could have came from anywhere, but I have my theory. Like, I think my dick was just tucked way up in my ass, and okay. I never felt a thing. Like, I was playing just the tip with myself, and nothing came about. Or it was just, you know, lingering in my underpants. But it was...
Mm-hmm.
I'm done, right, Kyle.
A swing and a miss. no, that was good. Anything else in that notebook of yours?
One more thing. People that are like, dude, that's so old, you know, nobody cares about what you're talking about, that kind of person.
Oh, I think I know why this came up.
I don't want to bring up why it came up, but those types of people don't have a name for them.
Okay.
So I came up with a list of five of what we could call
potential names for
the person that's like, dude, that's super old. No one cares. Or where the fuck have you been? Jesus, that's so old. That video.
Things get old on the internet.
Very quickly.
Way faster than they do.
But it's not my fault if I've never seen it, you know?
Right.
Like,
dude, that was like a week ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Five things to call them. Shomos. Instead of homos, they're shomos.
Okay.
Because they're like showing me up. They're trying to embarrass me, you know? Fuckers.
Okay.
Thunts. Because they're the cunts, right?
Okay.
Number three.
That first one was a little more relevant, I think.
Yeah,
the second one was just an insult.
Number three. Definitely an insult. We could just call them pillagers of my ass.
Maybe,
or number four.
Maybe a little too long.
DGAF, generals of go fuck yourself. DGAF, meaning don't give a fuck. Number five, my favorite, we could call them Jerry's.
Jerry's.
I've always wanted to put that name on something I hate. God, I hate those fucking Jerry's.
Jerry's. Isn't that like a... It's a term for something. Like,
is it?
Like Germans in World War II or something?
Oh, no. Well, I'm taking it back.
Now I feel kind of stupid and ignorant. I got to look this up. What is Jerry a derogatory term for? List of terms for Germans. Yeah, Jerry.
God damn it.
Yep. Jerry Kraut. Yeah. Nazi.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, so Jerry's taken. Sorry.
Oh, I'm taking it back. Maybe not for this, but something else.
So basically, you want to call them Nazis.
Yeah.
you didn't know it, but you did. You want to call them Nazis.
Fuckers.
Let's see. So what they do basically is pump themselves up, make themselves feel better than you because they saw such and such thing before you did.
Yes.
Which
happens all the time because nope, you know, if I'm not on the internet for one day.
I think hipsters is what that is.
Hipsters?
Yeah. Like I was into this before it was cool.
That's
those kind of guys. Yeah. That's
interesting.
It's just a hipster.
Yeah.
So I think they do have a
name. Exclusively online. Yeah.
Well, they probably don't do it exclusively online. They're probably like,
they're like a hipster. That's
I heard that album back when that band hadn't sold out yet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same people.
Okay. But that's like calling them an asshole because they are, but asshole can be anyone, you know? So general. I wanted to make it more specific. Like, oh,
Jerry's.
That's the type. Yeah.
Okay. Jerry's it is. All right.
Fucking Jerry's.
All right.
All right.
You've won me over with the Jerry's.
Taking it back.
Okay. But
that's all I got.
That's it?
Yep.
All right. Well, in that case, I think we'll call it quits here. So thank you for listening. As usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
You can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Give us a call. Tell us how sexually attractive we are to you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how depressed you get after jerking off while thinking about our voices.
Yeah.
What else? Forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. And Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat. And you can donate.
Mm-hmm.
Send us all of your monies. And I think that's it.
That should do it. Thanks for listening. We will check you next week, guys.
Word!